What about taking the Soam cow pill? There's a pill. This year, Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, and it's a nitka, and we fast on Sunday. So some people have a hard time fasting. In general, let's talk about someone who's... There are many people who are exempt from fasting, especially at Tisha B'Av Shenitcheh, with chole, perhaps nursing, pregnant women. Let's say someone who's bari, someone who's healthy, generally, but they're going to get a migraine headache, and they want to prevent getting a headache, or some other, I think it's a, you know, it's a mix of caffeine and Tylenol, whatever it might be. What about taking it on Shabbos? Taking on Shabbos. So the two potential issues with taking this pill, one is hachana, you're preparing on Shabbos for Sunday. And secondly, the other issue is refuah. There's an issue of refuah on Shabbos. So regarding the issue of hachana, so some achronim write that the hachana is only if you're doing something to save time. In other words, it's right now, Shabbos is over 10 o'clock at night, 9:30, and you have a whole afternoon. So why don't I want to spend 3 hours cleaning the dishes at night? I have a whole afternoon. I could still get a couple hours of sleep in. Let me clean up all the dishes, and then after Shabbos, I could save time. I won't have to worry about it. So that's hachana. But here, you're not saving any time. Taking the pill doesn't take any time. So therefore, some would say there's no problem with hachana. And regarding refuah, so that's in the kuda, whether it was, if it is refuah or not. So if you don't assume it's, we'll get to what it is. If it's not refuah, what is it? We'll get to. If it is refuah, so then it depends on the type of the person. Only a mechash ba'alma can take refuah on Shabbos, but if it's an illness that's not follow a mishka, if it's, I don't know, if you get a migraine, it's going to cause you to lie down in your bed and you can't function. So that would be mutter on Shabbos anyway. So if it's let's say it's a case where it is a refuah issue. So if you assume it, so therefore some say it's best to wait until after Shabbos to take it. Then you have the issue then of take. So if you could take a Tylenol without swallowing, so then again, you know, there's no issue of refuah on Tisha B'Av, but if you could take a Tylenol on Tisha B'Av without swallowing, it's better. If you have to drink water, that's a separate issue. If you need the Tylenol and you need the water, so Rav Abadi says you to take it with, don't enjoy the water, so don't make sure it's not an ice. Some people say to put other things in it, but then I'm just concerned about, I'm not a pharmacist, what the connection with the medication is. So he says you could just make it like warm water, water that you wouldn't normally drink, so you're not getting hana, you're not drinking, you're not making it, but you're not drinking the water for the water, you're drinking the water so you could swallow the pill. Others say it's not a problem of refuah on Shabbos. I think I wrote down, quoted in Raffelder's name, that it's, and others write this as well, that it's preventive medicine. It's not really, it's not refuah, so it's like, it's preventive medicine. You could take preventive medicine on Shabbos. That's the issue, whether you assume, assuming you don't have other issues with these things, but the whole issue of using toothpaste, you know, what kind of toothpaste you're allowed to use it, but in theory, could you even begin the shaila, whether some argue it's only preventive medicine, so it's not a refuah, assuming it is a refuah issue to begin with, or some discuss, it also comes up like spraying the suntan lotion, whether that's refuah or is it preventive medicine, so it'd be dependent on the shaila, but they say it's preventive medicine, therefore it's not refuah. What about hachana? I guess they're saying if it's preventive medicine, you're not really doing anything. So therefore, it's not hachana, or you use the other reason hachana, it's not taking up any time. So that's so therefore, there are yesh and yesh v'yesh. Some say to avoid the food problem, I guess the refuah problem, if you assume it's refuah, then they say before Shabbos, you should put take the pill together, mash it up, put it together with the other food. And therefore, I guess it's considered part of achila. Therefore, it's not refuah. Those are some of the issues in terms of the slow release pill, the potential problems would be hachana and refuah, and the post can deal with it. And there, you know, yesh v'yesh, there are many who are mako, who say it's okay. And then the issue of what about taking it on Tisha B'Av itself, whether that's better or not. Some would say it's better to take it without water, and others, maybe even if you needed water, some might say, if you assume it's a real problem with refuah, and taking the pill on Tisha B'Av isn't a problem, even with water, so then perhaps, you know, taking it on Tisha B'Av will be better. So either way, you what to rely on either way, either you, whether one takes it on Shabbos, and whether you could take it on Sunday, you could speak to your local posek to see which one you think is the better of the two options.